The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's an optional here at Sharks Ice in San Jose. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks take on the New Jersey Devils at SAP Center. And the man who's on the ice first is Ryan Reeves, wearing a really sporty hoodie, helmetless, looking really cool. This is old-time hockey, Drew.
There's not a time that Ryan Reeves doesn't look cool. There really is. I thought that the other day when I saw him walking in the hotel in New York. But he is, he's out working. He's getting loosened up. I think Ryan Reeves and his presence with the San Jose Sharks has been absolutely fantastic. It's been such a positive experience for so many players and for the staff around and on his play on the ice as well.
We just saw a game in which a 40-year-old Corey Perry certainly had an impact in the game for the Los Angeles Kings. Ryan Reeves is 38. It's really kind of enlightening, heartening to see guys that have been around a long time have such a big impact on their teams.
It always makes me laugh when we talk about 38 and 40 being old.
I know.
It ain't. Corey Perry can still play. Corey Perry, where did he score the goal from? What did we talk about that day? That with Corey Perry, if you measured his goals, they would all add up to maybe the length of the rink. He was right in the crease, at the blue paint, in the muck, in the grind, and he scored. That's what he does.
To me, what was more impressive was the Drew Doughty goal, because Corey Perry basically caused the screen in front of Yaroslav Askarov.
That's what he does. That's what he does. He's going to be a valuable asset. You know, it's amazing. The one thing, though, you want to talk about that goal, you want to talk about Askarov, we certainly can, because there was, and with good reason, talk about his game. Yaroslav did not play a good game, in my opinion. 14 shots, you cannot allow 4 goals. Now, of course, there's the play in front, which matters. But there were 2 shots that beat him from a distance where an NHL goaltender, especially one as talented as Yaroslav, has got to make that stop.
You're talking about the Brant Clark goal, certainly the game winner. That was a heck of a shot, but you're right.
Yeah, it was a good shot. Fine. But
they're all good shots.
They're all good shots. They're all good shooters. They're all good goaltenders. And you look at the way that the Sharks played. They played a heck of a game. 40 shots. They were all over it. Macklin Celebrini, again, was the most dominant player on the ice by far. There wasn't a guy close to him about how good he played that game. And
I thought Dan Boyle was going to lose it on the broadcast, because he was just waxing eloquently about how much of a fan he was of Macklin Celebrini, because you have to be.
You have to be. You can't help it. You cannot help it. Everything he does, and it's just, you know, the no-look pass to Will was just fantastic, but also Wennberg's pass was pretty damn good.
Damn good.
Wow. And William Eklund's play was great there as well. But just getting his nose over the puck, coming out with, you know, 2 guys on top of him, and he's getting pressed. Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet said on his podcast that the talk going around the NHL right now is, please God, don't let the San Jose Sharks learn how to defend. Because when they do, they're going to be really good. If the San Jose Sharks can get that defending down, if they can get a couple of saves, look out, boys and girls, because this is a pretty darn good team.
I think it is, too. And, you know, that's what you take out of a Los Angeles game. They were able to generate the offensive chances. I don't think that Kemper stole the game by any stretch of the imagination. I think that the Sharks did have some opportunities where they missed chances, and to me, that's the other factor, is that you have to start keep making sure that you bury the chances that you get. Sharks might have won the game 5-4.
Yeah, I thought Darcy made some good saves, some really strong saves. By the way, there's the other one.
Celebrini just came on the ice, nobody else out there, now that Revo's done.
Exactly. That's why this guy's going to be one of the great players in the National League.
Optional today.
If he isn't already a great player in the NHL, which he is. It's incredible to watch his drive and his determination. But That was a game where the San Jose Sharks played really well, but the San Jose Sharks have got to learn how to defend. Look at the goals against that they've given up. They're one of the bottom teams in the league on giving up goals. The goaltender save percentage, you've got to go way, way, way down the list to find Yaroslav Askarov and Alex Nedeljkovic. They've got to be better. The guys in front of them have to be better. And trust me, I understand. It is a yin and a yang situation. It is the way a team plays in front of you that really determines how the goaltender plays. But when the goaltender is faced with the task of making the save, they got to make that save if you want to be one of the top teams in the league.
It looks like Ned's going to be in goal tonight against the New Jersey Devils. Last game against New Jersey, Askarov was brilliant. I think the two saves, the one on Cotter and the other one on Nico Hischier, got more confidence into his arsenal. Yeah. And then he ended up with a nice win against Minnesota. When it mattered, he made that big save on Faber in overtime. But here we are. Nedeljkovic has an opportunity. One thing the Sharks have not done yet this year is they have not won a game, well, not only at home, but they have not won a game in regulation yet.
That's right, they haven't.
They haven't.
That's right.
And I think that this is a major step that they've got to take before this month of October comes to an end. And now's the time against the Devils team that is really talented. Jack Hughes is one of the top superstars in the game. I think Macklin Celebrini is not there yet, but he's getting there very quickly. But, that's a guy that's there for the New Jersey Devils. And you're going to have to be on your game defensively. Now, I want to go back to that. Klingberg in the lineup first time. Your thoughts?
I thought he made a good play on the goal that Kershaw scored, coming in, pinching deep. I thought he was a little hesitant with the puck in his own, coming out of his own zone. But I like him in the lineup because he knows where to go and he knows where to be. And he matters defensively. He's got great range. He's a tall guy. He's got great range with his stick. He's able to defend well. Playing the puck, moving the puck forward is key. Now, the New Jersey Devils are one of the best teams in the league right now. They were really impressive. They used so much of the ice in the offensive zone. Ideally, what you want to do with a team is put them in prison in your zone. Shrink the ice, put them in the corner, take away their time and space. But New Jersey does a great job, especially Hughes, on using all of the ice. He comes over the top all the time when he controls the puck. They don't give it up. They've got great support, and they use their points really well. So the San Jose Sharks have got to be aggressive right off the bat. They did a great job in tracking back in the neutral zone the first period and against New Jersey and forcing dump-ins. They've got to do that again because the gap, that means your gap is close. But also, you've got to be quick to close. You've got to be making sure you are physical. You've got to make sure you protect the front of your own net. And you can't protect the front of your own net just standing there. You've got to box out guys. You've got to get sticks in the air. You've got to be as aggressive as can be. We need the most aggressive San Jose Sharks team we've seen start the year.
Looks like Shakir Mukhamudulin might be in the lineup tonight, and if he is, he's going up against the team that drafted him. That's always a little emotional, especially if you were traded before you really established yourself. He's had a kind of a tough start to the season in the sense that he's had injuries, it's slowed him down, but everything you're saying really could matter for him tonight because he's long.
Yep.
He's got good positioning. Yep. I thought when he got injured last year, he was playing very, very well. And in fact, he was playing a Marc-Edouard Vlasic style of game in that he was good with the stick and he was very hard to defend against with a little extra with that first pass out. These things, along with Klingberg's play, could change things around for the Sharks. But to your point, if you want to put somebody in prison, you have to have an indictment first, and then you also have to have a prosecution. So the Sharks need to do those two things.
Well, you're getting way above my brain power, you know that, when you do stuff like that. But I think Shakir was playing well. He had a really good training camp, had a really good preseason games. I thought he was playing well. And unfortunately, another injury slows him down a little bit, see if he can get back to speed. Nothing like playing against one of the better teams in the league to get your game going, you know. So it's not really sink or swim. It is bring your game. Bring your A game. Be as aggressive as possible.
Well, that's what they've got to do against the New Jersey Devils. And you mentioned Hughes, but don't forget about Nico Hischier, too. Very quietly, he's one of the better centers in the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got a very good, very talented lineup. This is a team that ran off 8 in a row. They lost their first one and ran off 8 in a row. And they were very impressive doing it.
For the fans to listen for it, there will be a couple of ex-Sharks on the other side of the ice. Of course, Brendan Dillon, one of the all-time great people. Timo Meier, one of the guys who's got a record for the Sharks, 5 goals in 1 game. And Stefan Nason, who was briefly with San Jose. Those are a couple of the people to listen for tonight. As Mark Smith joins me on the broadcast tonight, we'll be on the air at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network with all of the exciting action, and we look forward to joining you then. Until that time, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.